Brayman was the prime mover in the recall of former County Mayor Carlos Alvarez and a bitter but unsuccessful opponent of the Miami Marlins stadium deal. He also favors reforms that would limit spending and commissioners' political power. One of Brayman's targets is District 3 incumbent Audrey Edmondson. She resents it.
He's a rich billionaire who is trying to come into communities he doesn't even live in and try to control who represents that community. I think he has a lot of gall.
The Brayman candidate to oppose Edmondson is Allison Austin, director of the Belafonte Tecolsi Center in Liberty City. She says Brayman is making it possible for qualified but underfunded candidates to challenge the entrenched incumbents.
I believe that there should be more businesses like Norman Brayman, who has nothing to gain from the county, saying this is wrong, good people cannot run.
Others aren't so sure that Brayman really has nothing to gain. Three commissioners not on his target list were already considered Brayman allies. If his slate of four wins, seven members of the board, a majority, will be Brayman supporters. Brayman is vacationing in Italy and did not agree to an interview. Vanessa Brito, who runs his political operations, says no promises were extracted from any of the candidates in his slate.
But we wanted to hear from them was that they wanted to change things and make things better.
Brayman has given about $5,000 to each of the four candidates, but all remain far behind their opponents in direct fundraising. His real muscle comes from his two unlimited fundraising committees, which so far have about $500,000 to spend on the slate's campaign. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.